And now stand by for adventure.
3, 2, 1.
In the exciting story of Colonel Bleep's arrival on Earth. Colonel Bleep, interplanetary intelligence agent for the planet Futura, had completed another dangerous mission. That arch criminal, Dr. Destructo, had at last been captured and was at this very moment a prisoner in a space bubble securely anchored in the outer ring of the planet Saturn. And now the Futuran High Command had ordered Colonel Bleep on a new assignment, a top secret mission to investigate reports of disturbances on worlds of outer space, the distant planet Earth in particular, to observe its places, people, and customs. It was therefore only a few days later that the giant telescope at Mount Palomar Observatory first gave news to people of Earth of Colonel Bleep's approach. Powerful lenses focused on this curious visitor from the outer world as he flashed past the planets Uranus and Neptune and then rapidly spanned the empty space towards our own planet, Earth. Actually, the people of Futura had only recently become interested in Earth. To Futurans, the Earth was only a small planet revolving around the minor sun of the Milky Way galaxy and hardly worth investigation under ordinary circumstances. However, on July 16, 1945, they had observed what appeared to be an atomic explosion on the Earth planet. As time went on, Futuran Futomic radar scopes recorded an increase in the number and fury of these explosions. And in the Earth stratosphere, even the rocket trails of guided missiles were observed. To Futurans, these were signs of trouble. Trouble in space, and trouble anywhere in space, is the concern of the Futura Interplanetary High Command. And so, Colonel Bleep has arrived. And the exciting adventures of his new secret mission are about to begin. With Colonel Bleep are two unusual companions to share his exciting adventures. First, there is Squeak, a happy-go-lucky boy of the present, very much like you, except that Squeak is a puppet and cannot speak a single word because, as you all know, a puppet cannot talk for himself. But Squeak is filled with curiosity, as all boys are, and you all know the troubles curiosity can often bring about. Second, there is Scratch, an expert on the past, who, like other cavemen, should really have become extinct several thousand years ago. But Scratch fell asleep and slept right through the evolution of man and didn't wake up until that first atomic explosion blew him right out of the past and into the present. Scratch, like most cavemen, is sometimes a trifle slow at catching on. But when danger threatens, Bleep and Squeak can depend on quick action from Scratch and his trusty club, as they shall see. So here they are, three very strange companions. Colonel Bleep of the future, Squeak of the present, and Scratch of the distant past. Together they travel up, down, backwards or forwards, in distance or in time. Together they face danger and death as they fight to maintain right and justice throughout the vast galaxies of the world.
Well, a spaceship landed in a pasture. I jumped a teeny weeny man. Walked to a horse and said, take me to your leader. But the horse didn't understand. And the horse said, nay, nay. And the man said, nay, nay. And the horse said, nay, nay. Away flew the teeny weeny man. Oh, well, a spaceship landed in the mountains. I jumped a teeny weeny man. Walked up to a goat and said, take me to your leader. But the goat didn't understand. And the goat said, ba-ba. And the man said, ba-ba. And the goat said, ba-ba. Away flew the teeny weeny man. Well, a spaceship flew all around, looking for someone with sense. Trying to peacefully cut the earth, but the natives were too dense. Well, a spaceship landed in a city. I jumped a teeny weeny man. What to do with Luggins to take me to your leader? But the dog did understand. And the dog said, rough, rough. And the man said, rough, rough. And the dog said, rough, rough. Away through the teeny weeny man. Looking for someone with sense, trying to peacefully contact the earth, but the natives are too dense. So when the spaceship landed in your front yard, I jumped a teeny weeny man. Once through your door, to take me to your leader. Well, you better try to understand, and don't be scared away. Try to make sense that day, or the man may fly away. And whenever I meet the teeny weeny man. Mars, I'm as cute as can be, hugging, kiss the girl so tenderly, cause I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars, and I'm a painting the town tonight, yeah. And three arms, I really thrill the girls with all of my charm, cause I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars, and I'm a doing the town upright. That's all now. I got a cute little gal, we're gonna stay out late, cause I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars, and I'm a going honky-tonkin' tonight, yeah. Can be. She's only got two legs and arms. She sure looks funny to me. Cause I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars. Well, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars. Hey, I'm a little bitty lovabugger man from Mars. And I'm a having a ball tonight.
Come down from my street, that crazy stroke. and educate my people with your rock and roll. We mustn't have a flag, take the flag. When it comes to rock and roll, we mustn't swear.
A shooting star passed by, you see, and landed right in front of me. Then I jumped out of my car so I could see the falling star. But to my surprise, I found a little flying saucer had hit the ground. Stepping up a little closer so I could see, a little head popped up in front of me. He had a bent antenna sticking from his head, and then he looked at me and said, the little fella home with me, and boy, do we have fun. Why, he's got more tricks up his sleeve than most anyone. He'll raise his antenna and then just disappear, and then he'll read your mind and grin from ear to ear. Why, he can move a Frigidaire by just raising his hand. I'd like to tell everybody, but they just wouldn't understand.
He said,
keep on going, I come down the swing. Gaibo, my man, Gaibo. Rybok, Rybo, Gaibo, my man, Gaibo.
Been with eight little arms and eight tiny feet, swinging four chicks at once to the rockin' beat. He bopped and strolled all over the floor till the band just couldn't blow anymore. Then when the boys were taking ten, he shouted,
hey, yeah, cats, let's rock again.
This was all about, so I looked at the cat right in both of his faces. I says, where you from? He said,
outer spaces. I got the message one lonely night from the beep, beep, beeping of your satellite. When I heard the sound from way up there, I knew life on Mars was just too square. If you want a big bop for all it's worth, you gotta make the scene right here on Earth. But don't bug me, man,
said the Martian thing.
I didn't come to talk, I came down to swing. Gaibo, my man, Gaibo. Rybok, Gaibo, Gaibo.
I was driving through the desert and the stars were shining bright. A rocket ship was racing through the starry night in flight. To my surprise, it landed far out on the desert sand. The passengers aboard her was a Mars Hillbilly band. When they landed in their rocket ship in Nashville, Tennessee, there sure were lots of other folks surprised as much as me. Invasion of the Opry with the boogie-woogie play enthused the country listeners who began to swing and sway. A real hillbilly band from the planet Mars were picking and a-singing with their fiddles and guitars, grinning for the people just like real hillbilly stars. The Grand Ole Opry special was the rocket ship from Mars. They were strange but handsome creatures in their cowboy suits so bright. They sure did know their business and they played with great delight. The top hillbilly star from Mars, a tall, lean sort of man, cut a dashing figure, said his name was Ernest Pan. History was made in verses down in Tennessee that night. The band from Mars kept playing and they sang with all their might. They said they had been listening in to us just right along, but what had brought them down to earth was a good hillbilly song. A real hillbilly band from the planet Mars were picking and a-singing with their fiddles and guitars, grinning for the people just like real hillbilly stars. The Grand Ole Opry special was the rocket ship from Mars.
To bring you a special news bulletin. The reports of a flying saucer hovering over this city have been confirmed. The flying saucers are real.
Real as the field
was the Clatter's recording, Too Real. We switch you now to our on-the-spot reporter, Downtown.
Come on, baby, let's go downtown.
Take it away, John Cameron Cameron.
This is John Cameron Cameron, Downtown. Pardon me, madam. Would you tell our audience what you would do if the saucer were to land?
Duck back in the alley.
Thank you. And now this gentleman there.
I'm going to sit right down and cry.
And the gentleman with the guitar. What would you do, sir?
Just take a walk down Lonely Street.
Thank you. We now return you.
This is Black, your outer space disc jockey, with a request for Earth.
Flip-flap sliding, flip-flap high.
That was Big John's outer space recording, Slippin'. We now take you to the ballpark for a report from Old Diz.
It's Old Diz at the ballpark. How you getting along, partners?
Say, Diz, what do you think about the flying saucer?
Well, I'll tell you right now, partner, I wouldn't be bumping my cotton picking gums. That thing is way uptown. It's about as far as you can get.
We now take you way uptown.
I've just been handed a bulletin. The flying saucer has just landed. We switch you again downtown.
Ah, here we are. We have with us Professor Sir Cedric Fenton Gold of the British Institute. And the professor is approaching the saucer to see if there is any sign of life aboard.
Oh, but I'm sure there's something. Are you there?
I hear you knocking. But you can't come in.
That was Laughing Lewis's record. Knocking.
This is John Cameron Cameron on the spot, and now I believe we are about to hear the words of the first spaceman ever to land on Earth.
Wop, bop, loo, bop, la, bamboo.
Here are the ball scores.
6-2-2-3-4-8-2-1.
The impact of seeing the first spaceman has this reporter reeling.
As I go reeling.
That was the Clatters again with their big one. Oh!
This is John Cameron Cameron again, downtown. The spaceman has returned to his ship and is taking off. We return you now to our studios.
The flying saucer has gone. There is no threat of an invasion. However, the flying saucers are still around. We are not going to interrupt this record. Yes, we are. The flying saucer has landed again. Washington, the Secretary of Defense, has just said...
Ain't that a shame?
That was Skinny Donimo's record. That's a shame.
This is John Cameron Cameron, part two. Gathered around me are several other spacemen. Tell me, have you come to conquer the world? And now would you repeat that in English?
You ain't nothing but a hound dog.
That was Pelvis Chesley singing Old Hound. And now back to the ballpark.
This is what you think about the flying saucer since it's already landed.
Well, now listen to the jingles, the rumble and the roar.
Here was a news item from Washington. The president has just issued a statement to the spacemen, and we quote...
You can do anything but lay off of my blue suede shoes.
That was Pa Gherkin's record, Shoes. Now we switch you downtown.
I believe the spaceman has a final parting word.
See you later, alligator.
We return you now to our studios.
The spacemen have gone again, but look to the skies. The saucers will always be there.
Always be there.
Goodbye, Earth people.
Woke up this morning with light in my eyes, and then realized it was still dark outside. It was a light coming down from the sky. I don't know who or why. Must be those strangers that come every night. Those saucer-shaped lights put people uptight. Leave blue-green footprints that glow in the dark. I hope they get home all right. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Woke up this morning, I was feeling quite weird. Had flies in my beard, my toothpaste was smeared. Over my window, they'd written my name. Said, so long, we'll see you again. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride? Won't you please take me along? I won't do anything wrong. Hey, Mr. Spaceman, won't you please take me along for a ride?
I was sitting in the window looking up at the sky when something appeared right before my eyes. I began to shake all over from fright. What was this thing from out of the night? Was it a satellite? I wanted to run, yes, I wanted to hide. It wasn't very big, but there was something inside. The big brown eyes staring out at me. Could it be the purple people eater coming at me? Gosh, oh gee, will I ever live to see? Well, I was shaking and quivering all over from pride. What was this thing from out of the night? It started him spinning well around and around. And out of it came the most terrible sound. I grabbed up my courage and I walked outside. I got real close and I looked inside. Well, I was shaking and quivering all over from pride. What was this thing from out of the night? Spinning went around and around. Now it became the most terrible sound. I grabbed up my courage and I walked outside. I got real close and I looked inside. A black and white puppy staring up at me.
I'm a little bit of a My eyes are popping from their sockets. Of course I heard about moon rockets. But six head cats from outer space rocketed rolling all over the place. Six little men on a spree was something I never expected to see. As if by magic, the music stopped. Into the ship, the little men hopped. They took off like a silver streak. Left me feeling dazed and weak. The jigs took off before my eyes while I stood there hypnotized.
I'm speaking to you from the county jail.
Cause no one in town believes my tale. They say I had too many a sip. I keep insisting, just one nip. But six little men from the moon I saw. Six little men, not less or more. Six little men, six little men, six little men.
She fly downtown on a running space marble. She's always around. She's a hot rocking machine, and she came from outer space. She's the cutest little woman outside of human race. She flops, she fly downtown on a rocket space marble. She's always around. She's a hot rocket machine, and she came from outer space. She's a cutest little woman outside the human race. One day I will call her for a date on a record pop. One day I will call her for a date on a record pop. One day we'll do the deep planet's rocking pop. I saw this odd chick and she came from outer space. I saw this odd chick and she came from outer space. She's a cutest little woman outside the human race. Well, she flips, she flops, she fly downtown on a rocking space marble. She's always around. She's a hot rocking machine and she came from outer space. She's a cutest little woman outside the human race.
Swamp monster from the planet Zon.
space monster left, and because of its mistake, the Earth goes on as usual with no mind to its fate. If you doubt this dark tale that I did you teach, you'll still find the space monster's flag on the beach. The surfing swamp monster from the planet Zon.
Rogers can never put me down, even though he's been around. 'Cause when I was out walking late last night, I looked up and saw a most astonishing sight.
I'm the fairest from
and that's no jive. It was live. I said to it, what's happening, man? Like, where's your body, your feet, and your hands? It said to me,
don't throw a fit, but where I come from, this is it. Just a fit from
that cat was cool, like a ghoul. I said to him, do you know what you're missing? You can't get hugging along with your kissing. Just a face, that can't be too hot. When you hold your baby close, you hold her close to what? And you can't wear a boat neck sweater or dirty tennis sneakers, man. There's nothing better. And when everyone is dancing and the music really goes, what can you do? Wiggle your nose.
I'm a fan from I am here, but you make me play. So I'll get a body. I'll take the one you got.
I felt kind of funny, and when I looked down, sure enough, there was nothing from my chin to the ground.
Now I'm the fairest from to Spain, and I'm looking for a body like
right. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to a snowbound bit slap. Yes, here's the way it happened. Last Friday, we got 16 inches of snow here in Bangor, Maine. A couple of days after that, it went way below zero, and I mean, we're talking like 10, 11, 12 degrees below zero twice in 1 week. And then today, right now, as it's happening, we're getting about anywhere what's expected to be about another 14, 16 inches. So that's 30 inches of snow in a week, and I'm sick of it. But that's why I moved to Maine, so I could stay inside and play with my little recorders and stuff and make things for you. So I got a lot of tunes here, a lot of words. I better get going. Let's see. Started with Colonel Bleep's Arrival on Earth. The Teeny Weeny Man was Danny Wheeler. Man from Mars was Butch Paulson. The Little Martian from Jan Amber. I don't know. I don't hear them except in my head. My Little Martian was Floyd Robinson, Dick Robinson, the Boppin' Martian. We heard from Joe Carson, the Hillbilly Band from Mars. The Little Moon Men was Lee George. Two parts. Had to include one of these in there. The Flying Saucers Have Landed. Probably the cheapest thing, and it was done by Danny George and Jack, who should really kind of be ashamed of themselves, but I present it to you thusly, okay? Mr. Spaceman from the Byrds, of course, October of 67. Mr. Eddie Reynolds, what was it? If you heard the song, you know. Six Little Men, according to Tony Leiser. We heard from Texabilly Rockets, and that was the Outer Space Chick. I knew one of them once. The Vampire Beach Babies, the Surf and Swamp Monster from the planet Zog. Okay, and then Jeff Barry, Ellie Greenwich's husband. He's my favorite of the evening. So, okay, we got more alien songs for you. So hang in there.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to radio station EXP. Tonight we are featuring an interview with a very peculiar-looking gentleman who goes by the name of Mr. Paul Caruso on the dodgy subject of are there or are there not flying saucers, or UFOs. Please, Mr. Caruso, could you give us your regarded opinion on this nonsense about spaceships and even space people?
Thank you. As you all know, you just can't believe everything you see in here, can you? Now, if you will excuse me, I must be on my way.
I don't believe it.
Tried to save us from ourselves. see tonight.
I'll never forget that fabulous thrill, that wonderful day the earth stood still. You appeared in a halo of heavenly light. Were you real?
Really real? Or just a meteorite? You came from outer space. You had three eyes and half a face. And oh, that phosphorescent fin. Were you animal or vegetable or mineral? You came from outer space. You ran smack into my embrace. And then I fell beneath your sway. When you hit me with your cyclotronic ray, I got lost in the mist. And the moment we kissed, I just disintegrated. You dissolved into tears. It took 40 light years and you evaporated. You left without a trace. I guess you couldn't stand the pace. What magic did you bring from? Wherever did you spring from? You fascinating thing from outer space.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Blast off. We're off to Venus, 'cause they have never seen us, so we'll write a song to Venus on the way. V is for the
vile beam we all admire and dedicate to the Alpha Time. To see the beam but not to file the drop in the rain.
E is for the
old space gunnery scrape that every man is to profit to begin that very same French way of the old.
N
old
is for the
hail fall that overlooks what heretofore rose in age that will not reflect the opulence of all time.
And U is for the
other thing that the old have first. You the thing that we rock the mean of the spray of Flingburgers. But it all to take
S off. Is for the
half. The thing we in slime, all fanacious overflam, that endangers the green of all time.
What a perfect place to have a ball. Put them all together. They spell Texas. A word that simply means
the cryo beam we all admire and dedicate to the Alcatraz, and not to the prophet may fringe way.
I got lost in the mist, and the moment we kissed,
aren't
I just
you gonna wait?
Disintegrated.
You're not
you
gonna wait.
You dissolved into tears. It took 40 light years, and you evaporated. You left without a trace. I guess you couldn't stand the pace. What magic did you bring from? Wherever did you shrink from? You fascinate thing from outer. Really wanna sing about it. Fascinate thing from outer space.
I was walking alone Saturday night. Me and my baby, we had a fight. When a creature swooped down in the gloom and rode away with me on her broom.
Oh, Earthman, I've come to take you.
Spacemen fly. Soon as we got there, I knew why. The shakes and the shivers ran down my spine. It was the land of a female Frankenstein.
Oh, Earthman, you're gonna like it.
Birds nested it in their hair. I tried to run, but what could I do? They had four legs where I had two. They
hug me for breakfast, squeeze me for lunch, and just like bananas, they kiss me a bunch. Weren't no stopping them, no siree, and that was the start of the finish of me. They had me. Like Macbeth, 'cause they hugged and squeezed and kissed me to death. So take care, brother, whatever you do, don't let the screaming meanies get you, or you'll be.
Funny buggy sitting up on the right. It looked sort of shiny and it looked sort of bright. And the noise that it made shook my body with fright. I turned to the left to get myself out of sight. When a big booming voice broke the still of the night, it said, "What? Lost a lot of weight. I was standing in a puddle, or was it a lake? If I start running, I might get to the trees. But I found that it's hard to run on your knees. Looked over my shoulder, and what did I see? Five big, ugly space dudes looking at me. They said, "What?
That kid is from outer space, kicking them butts and tearing up the place. That kid is from outer space, if you don't like it, miss out your face."
People I've never seen that wouldn't be so bad, but they also look mean. The big ugly leader pointed right at me and said,
"Better bring your baby little buns to me."
All of a sudden I was flying through the trees, and before I knew it, he was looking down at me.
"It's been a million light years since we kicked some ass, and yours is kind of meaty, but we need a little snack."
I landed on my head when it occurred to me, the butt they were kicking was attached to me.
But not for much longer.
We're here for your anus!
Take me to your cedar.
We need you more!
Now we just want to hammer some iron.
hiding in the silliest place, in my lunchbox, eating cake. I mean, the teacher sees it's a big mistake. I'm talking loud to cover the noise, laughing, singing, and banging toys. Here she comes, now I'm in trouble.
If he's listening in space, I have something. Howdy. I'm Big Joe Texas, and I'd like to tell you something that happened to me out on the highway the other day. The sun was setting out on the dust of Texas Turnpike. I was just about a mile from the Oklahoma line. When all of a sudden, between you and me, I saw a flying saucer. Swear to God, nearly called me to collide. Well, pulled up right alongside of my semi. Yeah, saw a little green man with a smile on his little green face. He said something to me, sound like Chinese or something. I couldn't figure it out. Tell by the look in his eye that he wanted a race. Huh. Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. I don't care if you came from outer space. Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. Because there ain't no machine gonna take his place. Put my foot to the floor and we got trucking. We were neck and neck about a mile or so. His rig couldn't hold up to my eight-wheel drivers. Cause when I turned around, I left him in a cloud of smoke. Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. I don't care if it came from outer space. Ain't no UFO gonna catch my diesel. Cause there ain't no machine gonna take its place.
Pushing my rig out across the desert one morning, about three. And there was nobody else out on the road, nobody except for me. When I saw what looked like a flying saucer sitting by the side of the road. So I hit the air and I stopped it right there and I darn near lost my load. Well, I crawled out my rig and I walked on over to this funny looking flying machine. It had some weird designs and some funny looking signs like I ain't never seen. Then I heard this tapping inside, so I opened up the door just to see what I could see. And to my surprise, right before my eyes was a little man looking at me. And he said,
"Pour me another cup of coffee and help me get out of this sand. I'm running away behind my schedule.
Been pushing this flying saucer from Mars to Venus and back. But this time he misjudged directions and he kind of got off the track. He said, "Could you help me get my engine started?" I said, "I'll do what I can do." Well, I gave him a jump and he said,
"Thank you, truck driver."
And he flew off into the blue. Now I ain't telling anyone what I saw that night from the cab of my truck. Cause they'd never believe me anyhow and they might try to lock me up. So I'll keep it to myself, but I'll keep a close watch when I'm on the desert again. Cause maybe someday he'll come back this way and I'll hear him singing again.
Pour me another cup of coffee. And help me get out of this sand. I'm running away behind my
buddy.
Keep on flying.
In every cut of Johnson brand editing.
It's good.
Hold on a minute. That's a UFO out there.
There was a UFO attack on my hometown, coming down from outer space, out to enslave the human race. But I saw some men. Is where they're gonna take them. All they wanna do is impregnate them. In the hostile alien space invasion in my hometown. Yes, creatures from the unknown moving freely among us, looking like your normal average everyday American, perhaps like a member of your own family, or perhaps like that person sitting right next to you this very minute. They could be cooking your food, repairing your automobile, or teaching your children. Report anyone who behaves strangely to the authorities, or they just might be a thief from another world. Trust no one, and look to the skies!
We'll be right back.
we'll be the first. Burning out of them burning roads, everything covered by flames. Forsake this sacred house, as we do the unethical waste.
Aliens! Every year at this time, the National Space Administration requires all aliens to register. Forms are available at your local post office. Those without forms must appear, however briefly, at the Bureau's astral offices on Nooker Street. Aliens! Register now!
Okay, back we are. Very quietly, I was hiding under my bed before because I saw this thing hovering in the air. It turned out to be a hallucination, and I just don't know what the hell to make out of it. Okay, so anyway, let's see. Yeah, the aliens have landed. I have proof and everything, but I'm just going to keep it to myself. We heard from the flying saucers have landed. That was Paul St. John. Okay, let's see. You Came from Outer Space was the Kirby Stone 4. The Screaming Mimes from Planet X was Merv Griffin. Look out. Butt Kickers from Outer Space from the Utensils. Slime Creatures from Outer Space. You see the theme they're developing? That was Weird Al Yankovic, of course. The Little Green Men from Outer Space. Doggone it, I buried the name. Hold on, I got to undig it. Dig it out. My snow shovel sets that. All right. Anyway, that was a guy named Al Stark and Little Green Men from Outer Space. We had a visit from Julie Brown. Earth Girls Are Easy. That's what you think. Ain't No UFO Gonna Beat My Diesel was Joe Dolce. I'll repeat that. Ain't No UFO Gonna Beat My Diesel. Joe Dolce. He wrote it. Remember What's the Matter You Face or something? Let's see. Red Simpson. After that, The Flying Saucer Man and The Truck Driver. The Let's see. The UFO attack was the Asylum Street Spankers. And then Attack of the Space Invaders, a noise blast from the Horribilies. And then let's see, what else? Yeah, they're here from Boots Walker. And yeah, they are here. I've said this before, probably right here in this spot, but all those UFOs you're seeing, they're house hunting. We've trashed our planet. We're about to be evicted. So see if it ain't come true. Anyway, I got a couple more about what future aliens might see when they land on this planet, say, a couple hundred years from now. But that's none of our business, is it? All right. So anyway, I'll see you next week with some more stuff. Wish me luck with all this damn snow.
Spokesman for the Bureau of UFOs discounted the reported sightings. At this time, however, reports of the sightings are coming in from every segment of the community. The so-called spaceships were reported to have hovered approximately 200 feet above the Earth's surface for several minutes before disappearing. In a moment, sports and weather.
Stardate 2434.2. First Officer's Log. On a routine patrol flight in the Milky Way galaxy, I discovered on our space sensors an unidentified planet careening wildly in an eccentric solar orbit. I ordered an immediate investigation and, with much difficulty, maneuvered our ship for a temporary orbit. Upon beaming down to the planet's surface, all I could see were ruins. Ruins of some type of civilization. Crumbled buildings, deserted streets, charred vegetation. All covered with a thick layer of dust, which our scanners indicated as intensely radioactive. I proceeded to make a thorough survey of the area. According to my calculations, I could tell that some recent phenomenon or holocaust had occurred and destroyed whatever advanced civilization had existed on the planet. I found no sign of life. As I made my way back to the ship, I heard a sound. It came from a cellar in one of the nearby buildings. Carefully and slowly, I found my way to the source and discovered a human being. Or rather, what once was a human being. A scarred, disfigured man lying in the rubble. When I questioned him, he told me that this had once been a great world. They had abundance and plenty. Intelligence, beauty, love. There was enough for everyone who lived there. But the inhabitants were never satisfied. They wanted more. They wanted everything. And they started to quarrel amongst themselves. They could not live in peace. And they tried to destroy each other. In doing this, they destroyed everything. Their abundance, their plenty, their own intelligence, their beauty, their love. He told me that so far as he knew, he was the only living thing left, but that he knew he was dying. When I asked him the name of the planet, he replied, "We called it Earth."